Hello, everyone. Hi. You're very welcome. I'm Aaron McCarthy. And this is
Jordan Williams.
And this is a new podcast called Streaming Consciousness. We're going to be talking about films, TV shows, pop culture, sex scandals in Hollywood.
All the important stuff.
Yeah, all of that. I would like to think of myself as a cinephile. I'm sexually attracted to film cameras.
That's you.
Was it last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, for the purposes of this, it was last week. I got to finally gig up in Whelan supporting the wonderful Danny O'Brien. It was great fun.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it. Yeah. Did you enjoy your...
My week?
Yeah.
Well, I too attended the gig in Whelan's.
Yeah.
It was my first time going to like a proper comedy gig. It was very fun.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah. No, she's been to my gigs before, but apparently they're not proper ones. Those ones weren't. And
those are just the aperitif.
Yeah, fucking hell, yeah. Of, Christ almighty, where they what? Yeah. How are you getting used to, like, the fact that, like, how soon into it did you realise, like, oh, you're saying the same things all the time?
I will answer that honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
I had looked on your Instagram before, and then when I went to the gig, I knew all the jokes and I knew what was coming next.
Yeah.
So I was able to laugh the first time. And then the next time I was like, okay, now he's going to do this.
I know, it's a fuck, but like, that's just the way it is.
I think I never realized that comedians say the same thing all the time.
Yeah, up to a certain point. And then they record their special and then it's all binned.
Are you excited to see your own sort of special?
Well, I already think I'm special personally, but...
You're what?
I already think I'm quite special.
Do you find it distracting, the fact that I'm on holidays for 3 months? Do you feel jealous?
Yeah, I do, to be fair, sometimes. Sometimes it makes me wish I'd tried harder in school.
Yeah.
And be like, fuck, that's a grand setup.
Yeah.
But sure, I wasn't to know.
You weren't to know that school would
the school,
be important.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's funny how you underperformed in school. And I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
I think... Do you feel you can see the other side of the coin from me?
No, I still think school's for losers, to be honest. No, no, I do, yeah, yeah. No. Well, I've already felt that. There's only so many times you can go into a fucking retail job and get minimum wage and have some bollocks of a customer given out to you where you go, why the fuck didn't I open a school book? And so that's the fucking crack with this at the moment. This week we're talking about a thing called, what is the name of it again?
Squid Game.
Oh, yes. I thought it was I didn't watch it. You see, really, like, I kind of was just in and out. But Jordan is a big fan of it. But I thought it was like a fishing documentary. So I was grossly let down to find out it was about, like, child's games and all that. But look, it was good. Did you enjoy it?
We'll get into that.
Give a bit of backstory into your starting with Squid Game.
Okay, so I first watched it in 2021 when it came out, but I kept falling asleep and I was like, oh yeah, that was good, whatever.
It's a good review for the show.
Exactly. And then season two came out last Christmas and I was recovering from having a wisdom tooth out, so I didn't really pay proper attention. And then one day I was chatting with my friend Jack about it and he said, oh, you have to watch it in Korean. And I was like, oh yeah, whatever. So I went back and I watched the Red Light, Green Light in Korean. And I was like, yeah. So I was like, okay, I need to go back and watch the whole thing. So I watched it start to finish in about 2 weeks at the start of this year. And then I had you badgered for a very long time about season three coming out.
Yeah, it did. I had to feign interest in it for many weeks to be like, right.
Been in the calendar for quite some time, hasn't it?
And I decided then to, like, you know what, I'm not going to follow up and try and get lore. I'm going to just try and figure out as I go, which is very difficult when they're all speaking Korean.
Yeah.
I found, like, but yeah, anyway, it was class. What did you think of the fact that, like, you know, it was very blatantly one season that they just said, you know what, we can cut this up now and get more fucking subscribers, the big boys on Netflix.
I hated it because it wasn't season two and season three. It was like two, part B.
Yeah.
I just don't think that's a new season. I think it was like a season break.
Mm.
I kind of hated that.
Yeah, I thought like the same when I was looking, and then like, as I say, like, I mean, it probably would have helped to like properly watch the season two, but to be going in and like finding out everyone's like load of people are dead and all that, I was like, right, what the fuck? And they're going on like saying, you betray, I don't know the names, you betrayed
Jungbae.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you remember the story when we started watching season three?
Mm,
you did.
I did.
And did you know who the characters were?
Nah, okay. I didn't know that. But that's...
yeah, because there was some, because we watched it together and there were some seasons that I was like, oh, no way. And you were like, hang on, what?
Like,
what's going on? I'm going to ask you, do you remember the name of the protagonist? The main
four,
fella
five,
doesn't
six.
Count. 456, okay. Gi-hun.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes, yes.
But 456 is fine. So I have a mix of them written down of their names or their numbers, depending on which is easier to okay. remember. There's a lot of uncultured swine that don't remember the Korean names. And they're like, oh, I don't remember. But to be fair.
Technically, it's not that I don't remember. I never learned it originally.
So you didn't forget. Yeah, yeah. You just never knew yeah. in the first place. Okay, what's the name of... Well, we'll call him Frontman, but what's his name? Can you remember?
Mr. Cho?
No. That's the guy on the ship.
Inho. Inho. I was close.
Okay. What is the name of the detective who is... Oh, yeah, this is going to have a lot of spoilers, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
We're discussing the whole
yeah.
the whole thing start to finish. What is the name of the detective who is Frontman's brother?
Mr. Ho.
Junho.
Yeah.
Yeah, not bad. okay, and then so the other characters, now I feel like there was a lot of new characters in season two. It was kind of hard to remember, I thought. I felt like in season one they really focused on a small number of characters, but in season two and also season three a lot more came in. And we noticed as well that there's very little Gi-hun in the first like four or five episodes.
Yeah, yeah, because there was a kind of, there seemed to have been some sort of a subplot going where Gi-hun, is it?
Yeah.
Where he had just was in the verge of a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
And had emotionally closed down.
Yeah, so he kind of stopped speaking to everybody for the first about four episodes, basically.
Yeah, that was an easy payday for that guy.
Yeah, for sure. And then they kind of explored a lot of other ones. So what was the name of the guard? Remember, she had escaped from North Korea.
Jesus Christ.
So you can say her name or her number.
11.
Yeah. Okay, so it's No Ul, but I can't pronounce that either, so let's just say
11. 11.
Yeah. And then what about the one who had been in the military and she was amazing, the trans girl?
Oh, shit.
Do you need help?
I do, yeah.
So it was player 120, or Hyunju is her name.
Hyunju.
Yeah, so 120. So I feel like she was kind of your favourite.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah. So we'll talk about the deaths in a minute, but I think that was one yeah. of... the hardest ones.
What was your favourite episode?
That's a great question. I remember feeling the most traumatised after episode two.
What happened then again?
So that was
Hide and Seek. Yeah, that was my favourite.
So she died. Daeho died. Who else?
Loads of people.
Gi-hun killed Daeho.
There was the like fake witch doctor one who was like,
oh, the shaman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She was going around making,
oh, she died too.
She did.
God, there was a lot going on in that episode.
Do you know what? Like, so look, I assume if you watched it, you saw this bit, but it's like, you know, you're like, reminded me a lot of Takeshi's Castle, actually.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
So Takeshi's Castle is actually the original Squid Game.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
If anyone has seen Takeshi's Castle, you'll know exactly what I meant. Do you know what? No, I'll explain it to you and I'll show you after. I think I just made the most apt observation ever with that, actually.
Just now?
I know you've no context there now, but yeah. Like, it is like Takeshi's Castle walks so Squid Game can run. So Takeshi's Castle basically
is it
like
a game.
It was like a it's like a show back in like the mid 2000s, I'd say, and it was like, I don't know where it was. Look, it was somewhere in Asia. Do you know, that wasn't really established lore.
It sounds Japanese.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. And it was just like, there'd be a gang, there'd be like, we'll say there's 100 contestants and they have to do things like that. Like, they, mm-hmm. there's one like where they have to like there's like these walls, and some of them have like basically cinder block behind them, and some of them you can run through.
Okay.
And the game is you have to just waltz in, run into it, or you, and like you may hit off the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And you, it's all those kind of things, and there was like things you had to like run. It's not making any sense, but if you see it, you'll know exactly what I mean. How would we get here? Sorry?
I don't know. Who knows?
Oh, yes. So, yeah, it is very like Takeshi's Castle. And if you anyone who is, you know, not a Philistine like me will know what I mean. But, yeah, there was, so the games are kind of like that. And there was, like, that fucking hide-and-seek one. And, you know, like, at the end of it then, like, you have to, like, you get to the end and you open the door. And, like, it opens the song. And the song is Congratulations by Cliff Richard.
Yeah.
I actually think if I went through all that and that was what greeted me,
yeah,
I'd go back in and fire myself down the stairs.
Fair.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think like she like had like yeah. So she like got involved. She was a fucking legend. I'm gonna be honest. Like I was actually like I was very disappointed.
I saw on TikTok yesterday that if she had made it through to the next game, she would have been able to carry Junhee on the jump rope, so that's why she had to go at that time.
Very
which
smart.
Makes sense.
Yeah, very smart. Yeah, 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 yeah. No, it was good and it was impactful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very good point, actually. Fuck it, yeah.
Yeah. Did you like the ending?
Yeah.
You did?
I did.
Okay.
I enjoyed the subvert of expectations.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think that's what a lot of people are hating about it.
Yeah, we see people, everyone else, and it's like they need to feel a bit of fucking...
I know.
You know,
see, the thing is,
quo.
It's not a Hollywood...
No.
Like, in a Hollywood movie, Gi-hun would have got out and everything would have been perfect and all of that, but that wasn't the point. It's supposed to be gritty and hard-hitting and real.
Yeah.
And obviously what we were saying about, like, the message of how capitalism will always continue, that's why the game will keep going. Like, I think it really showed that. But I couldn't help but feel, like, super disappointed... For all my favorite characters just dying horribly.
No, that is always grim. Like, and you know, and when you see, like, you know, there's a fellow you've been following for the bones of what, 4 years?
Yeah.
And then it's like, right, his decision is like, look, no, I must say I relate to this a lot, but it was just like, I'm just gonna have to top myself. That's, you know, I felt very seen. Like, no, I thought it was good. And I liked the fact that, like, the fella who was, Frontman is his name. Like,
yeah.
He was just, and he didn't really face any consequences. I'm gathering that he has a lifetime of guilt weighing on him. I think that when he saw the way it went, and saw Jaehyun,
yeah,
is that his name?
Gi-hun,
yeah.
Just say 4, 5, 6 if you want.
4, 5, 6. when he topped himself, I could see it in him. He's like fucking.
Yeah.
Bollocks.
Well, the director said that his story was over because he had killed Deho. That, like, that was his sin.
Yeah.
So he wasn't the hero.
Mm.
So it was never going to end with him winning again and all of that. It was like, it was done.
That's good. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like, it all makes a lot of sense, but I just couldn't help but feel really disgusted. Like, with one, I think, what was your worst death?
Oh, yeah. I was really thrown by 120 getting stabbed by,
Your expression of grief and mine is so different, because when Gi-hun died, I like threw myself on the floor. I was horrified. Mm. And when 120 died, you just kept going, God, that's very disappointing now.
Yeah.
God, I'm very disappointed.
Yeah,
thought it was funny.
That's how mentally checked out or desensitized I am to.
You're just like, oh, God.
The concept of grief and despair.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I will say, like, granted to you, like, you would have been more emotionally invested in these characters than I would.
Yeah.
Like, I was like picking up as I was going. Like, I watched season one and then didn't really watch season two. Like, just flicked away. And then, so I'm coming in and I was kind of like, right, we better fucking knuckle down here. Like, I like crammed, you know, like during.
Yeah,
or like,
crammed.
I was like, no, basically, it was like I was putting the train tracks down as the train was going. Like,
exactly. Yeah. Well, I think for me was because, you know, during the winter, like, it's so grim anyway. Like, you're just going to work and going home and it's dark. But I was like, I can't wait to watch the next episode. So I was really, really invested in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And the second season had just come out. So it was still kind of back in the media and everything. So I just was really invested. Yeah, yeah. I loved it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just couldn't wait.
Would you rather it come out as two or one?
No, I liked the gap. The gap was okay because it was only 6 months.
Mm.
If it was another year, I would have been furious.
Yeah, yeah. Would you have felt shortchanged by that season if it was a full year?
Yeah, because it wasn't a season. Yeah. It was just half a story.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you think 120 was your worst death?
Yeah, that was grim.
The grandma, yeah, though. Oh, my God.
Oh, that yeah, that was fucking so horrendous. Yeah, sad. Yeah.
I didn't even know it was her at yeah. first. I was like, what? Like, it was really dark.
It was, yeah.
Like, it was fucking a really dark yeah. season. Like, it really, I think season one, it started quite upbeat.
Mm.
And then when you realise how bad it is, it gets really, really dark. And I think because it's so scary, because you don't know what's happening. But season two, Gi-hun knows everything that's happening, so it doesn't have that scary element.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But this season did. Mm, it went yeah. back to the original, like, oh my God, what's going yeah. on?
I'd be very surprised if it's done, to be honest. I'd say there'll be...
I would hate an American version.
Yeah, I'd say there almost certainly will be. And I'd say... I heard that, yeah, actually, that David Fincher is set to... They're in talks or...
Who's he again?
What the fuck did he do? Did you ever see Seven?
Yeah. Oh.
Do you remember that What's in the Box and all that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he did that. He did. Oh. He's mad cunt, like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you have the, like, Black Mirror thing where, like, once the Americans get to it...
Oh, it's fucked.
It's not as yeah. good. Yeah. It's not gritty. It's yeah. not... Like, an American version of a Squid Game would never end that horribly.
Yeah, yeah. That's just them shopping in fucking Walmart.
Yeah.
That's it. But yeah, no, that fucking... Where am I? Yes, that, yeah, like... I thought the... what's the trans woman's name? Number
120.
Again. 120. I thought it was fucking class when she just started pucking the head off people.
I know. What I loved about her was in season two, she was just so vulnerable. Because, you know, when they went in and everyone's like, what's the story with him? And, like, the grandma, she's like, what's he doing? Why is he wearing makeup? Why is he wearing this? And then the son kind of explains to her, like, oh, you know, tries to explain, like, being trans to her. And then she really turns around quite quickly and yeah. does really kind of see her as a woman then after a while. Mm. And then she's really, really quiet. And then when they decide to have their rebellion and she knows all about the guns and she's, like, training everyone mm. how to use them. It was so cool.
Yeah, yeah.
It
no.
was so cool.
Yeah, she was class. Yeah, and that scene, cool like, character. Just pucking the head off your man with the knife.
Yeah.
Unreal, yeah.
And then when the other fella comes out and like he's gonna yeah. stab her, oh. he just looks yeah, yeah. straight yeah. at her like, and he just goes, yeah. nah. And
she just rubs just the blood across
Homer
her face.
Simpson's back yeah, into yeah, the
yeah, yeah, yeah. Amazing. That was incredible.
It was so yeah. cool. There was just a lot of really hateable characters in the yeah, season, there was. Wasn't there?
Mm.
Like, there weren't very many that you're rooting for.
No. They were all deplorable human beings.
They were terrible.
Mm.
But I think I really loved how much time they spent on the female characters.
Mm.
So like the, what's her name? The grandma, Junhee, the pregnant one, yeah. and 120 that we were talking about. They had such a cool bond, the
yeah,
three of
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
And the way that was represented in the way they all got different keys. I thought that scene was really moving.
Yeah.
When 120 goes, oh, what a great team we make. And then she goes, oh, you know, we really bonded in the bathroom and that kind of thing. Like that was just mm. really heartwarming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you really saw that in that game.
Mm. Yeah.
Like to the point where the grandma like killed her own son.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, it's mad, yeah. Women bonding in a bathroom sounds like Reardon's. Anyway.
I thought the challenges in this season were, a lot of them were based on height and it really mm. annoyed me.
Yeah.
Like, although I suppose they kind of always are a bit like that, aren't they?
Mm.
They had the, in season one, they had the stepping on the glass.
Mm. Tug of war.
Tug of war. Yeah, I feel like they overly relied on height, but I actually really liked the challenges in this season because they were a lot more calculated and they took a lot more planning.
Yeah, and there was a lot more fucking each other over. I
yeah,
think.
Exactly.
Was, yeah,
yeah. Jump rope, I loved it. I think they were trying to make the jump rope song on social media iconic in the way that they had the mingle.
Yeah,
song,
yeah,
but
yeah.
it's just not as iconic.
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's such a cool song.
No, it was cool. Yeah, that was yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, you know, there's only. There's only so many times you can see someone fall
I know.
Down a ravine.
I know. But I did like the jump rope challenge. I liked the return of the doll from the from Red Light, Green Light.
So apparently really the cool. fella doll is like her fiend.
Well, really?
Boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
Apparently that's...
But they're kids.
Yeah, yeah. Well, sure, fuck it.
That's weird.
That's the way the world is. But no, apparently those are those two characters are from like Korean textbooks in the like 70s.
Oh, that's yeah. so cool. I feel like there's a lot of context that we don't get.
Mm, yeah, To be fair.
What was your favourite challenge?
Just sitting through it. No, I'm joking. No, I'm only messing. Fuck it, anyway. Just the actual thing itself.
Yeah.
Out of that, I'm trying to think, what do I think I could give a fair go to? I'm famously bad, well, not famously bad with heights, but I am.
Yeah, it's not your thing.
No, not at all.
I think I could do the jump rope challenge first go.
First go?
Yeah.
Even with the height?
Yeah.
I couldn't. Do you know St. Stephen's Green, the shopping centre?
Yeah.
I could, like, up the top floor of that, I was getting a lift down there one time and I started getting nauseous.
Really?
It was so high.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And it's not even, like, I mean, look, if anyone knows, like, Stephen's Green isn't, I wasn't in a fucking...
Yeah, it's not particularly...
Hyperplex in fucking Dubai, like...
Yeah, it's not particularly high.
Yeah.
The hide and seek one was very vicious. And it took a lot, like even the way that they had to, I liked the ending where you needed the three different keys. So you either had to band together with somebody or completely screw someone over. There was just a lot of like moral questions in this season, I thought. There was so much morality, like with the baby and like all the guilt and everything, and with the grandma not being, like, she chose to sacrifice her own son for Joonhee and her baby. But then the guilt got the better of her. Gi-hun is dealing with the guilt. He feels he has to take out Dae-ho because he's guilty. It's just, for me, it feels like purgatory.
Yeah.
Everybody's going through some sort of moral debate in their own head.
Yeah. I liked the way it also, like, the amount of extra people who people ended up killing in it are like, do you know what?
I know. Because when 333 killed 120, he'd already killed somebody. He didn't need to do that.
Yeah, just being greedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that was the final straw for Joonhee as well. I think she was, for a little while, was kind of opening up to giving him another chance. And then when that happened, she said to him, she was like, "What? Why? Like, you didn't even need to do that."
Yeah.
You know, that was really sad with her and her foot and everything. You could just kind of see her deteriorating.
Yeah.
What did you think about the baby storyline? I hated it.
I don't know. Yeah, it was a bit fucking mental, all right. Like, do you know?
Do you think it was controversy for the sake of it?
Maybe, yeah.
I thought it was a bit much.
I wouldn't even say that I was like, I kind of get what people are like, oh my God, there's a baby involved. But I didn't I didn't get any of that. Like, do you know what I mean? Or not that I didn't get it, but like, I wasn't like.
You didn't feel any type of way
really,
about it.
Not really. Like, it's just, it's because like the baby was so visibly fake. Like, do you know what I mean?
Can we talk about like the AI baby and the
the
VIPs? Like, what was that about?
Yeah, it was the so the baby and it was like very blatantly like, I think I had given it a better go, like a fucking making it in fucking like whatever fucking Microsoft Paint or something. But like, so I'm there and
that's,
I'm like,
terrible. And when you think about the budget that they must have had,
frightening. It's like, I don't know, as a case like, oh, health and safety, you can't bring the baby near the jumper. You're not actually fucking gonna throw the baby off a fucking thing, like, do you know what I mean?
Maybe it's because the scenes were so violent. Maybe they thought it would be distasteful to have a real baby. But they could have at least made it look real.
Yeah.
You know?
I just, like, yeah, no. So maybe it was that. But no, like, I wasn't, like, and I was there. I don't know. I wasn't, like, too, like, going, like, oh, this makes everything so much more grim. I suppose it does, though, like. But
yeah.
I don't know. Was I getting that? But, no, do you know what? I suppose I did like it. I like the whole thing of, like, something I love is just, like, this kind of thing of broken man. And he's, like, that's how he gets out of his very Clint Eastwood job.
Yeah.
When like he's there, like, I'm going to fucking have to help this person now.
Yeah.
You know? Or like, it's like, you know, like.
Yeah. But you said that though, that the baby kind of brought Gi-hun back to his own baseline.
Yeah. I think there's something very like about that kind of surrogate kind of relationship. I like it in things a lot.
Yeah.
The baby thing, yeah. I thought, we're fine, like, do you know?
I just thought it was stupid because like, if you have ever spent any time with a little baby, they don't just lie there sleeping.
No.
Like, they need to be fed every 20 minutes, basically. They need to sleep. They cry all the time. Like, that baby was just chilling.
Yeah. I did like the scene where one of the boys working there was feeding him the bottle, though.
That was funny, wasn't it? Like, the luxury bottle, yeah.
It's like,
Yeah.
Yeah. And I enjoyed that. And
And what about the players that kind of made it to the end? So, by the final round, we don't really know any of those contestants except for the one who looks like Stephen Fry. We don't really know any of them apart from that.
Right.
So I thought that was kind of strange, but I was very disappointed with a lot of the characters, like Minsu, for example, and okay?
Yeah, yeah, I'm good, yeah.
And 333. I was just waiting for both of them to have their moment.
Yeah.
And it just never came. And I think that's another thing about the reality of it, is like some people are just
horrible fuckers.
Horrible losers. Yeah, yeah. And they're never gonna be any more than that. Like Minsu, he was a loser from the start.
Mm.
So he, remember, he watched Sami get murdered. He betrayed her in Mingle.
Mm.
And then he watched her getting murdered after she had trusted him. And he just hid. And I was like, no, eventually he'll have to get to a point where he makes a choice to be brave. And he just never did.
He just unraveled mentally.
He just completely unraveled. And even in Hide and Seek, when he started like seeing her.
Yeah.
It was very like, I don't know, it was like kind of like Macbeth or Hamlet or something, where he's like seeing the ghost.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And that might have been what.
Yeah, was, maybe.
Yeah, that could have been.
Maybe.
Pulling shades of.
Possibly.
Yeah.
And I said the same about with Gi-hun. Remember, we were watching it, and I said, no, they won't show him killing Dae-ho because they won't. They want to keep him as a hero.
Mm.
And then you see him killing Dae-ho, and then that's when he's done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought that was really interesting. But, and then also with MG Coyne, who was 333, the father of the baby, he just was a nightmare from start to finish. And I was like, no, he does want to do the right thing. And he just doesn't. He leaves her there. He goes without her. He doesn't. He wants to throw the baby off the thing to save himself.
Yeah, that was grim.
His own child.
Yeah. I know.
Like, he didn't even think, okay, I'll leave with the baby and we'll split the money because it's my baby. He saw the baby as another opponent.
Yeah. Or when they were having the fight at the end, the three boys. Well, the two boys and the baby.
Yeah.
The baby wasn't helping in any shape or form. Actually, it was like, do you want the money or not? Like,
yeah. Remember, we were just like, press the button. Yeah, like, if they pressed the button, it would have been fine. It was so frustrating.
Yeah, yeah. It was good at building tension, I must say.
It was. Like, it was. On. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was good. No. Yeah. It was class, actually. Yeah. Even having the baby involved, it was actually, you know.
Yeah.
Got out of the low, to be fair.
I suppose it did. I just thought it was a bit ridiculous. Now, the whole, like, obviously, the whole thing is.
Yeah, I know, but
far-fetched anyway, but I just thought that was like another element that I was like, come on, like, where's your humanity? Like, are we really dangling a baby?
I know. Yeah, I know. But like, he was just a wrongin.
Yeah, true. Who else was there? Dae-ho. He started off great in season two. He was kind of with Gi-hun and In-ho plotting the rebellion, and then he just gave up and left.
The long-haired fella.
Yeah, the guy who
he choked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was Namgyu, who is, do you remember, he was the guy who took Thanos' chain and he was doing the yokes.
Yeah, 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 that was great.
Yeah, he was so annoying. I wish they had kept Thanos and killed him.
Yeah.
Because Thanos was just too entertaining.
Mm.
And some people hated him, some people loved him. I thought he was hilarious.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I just thought it was gas that the thing that your man who was in a heap, what's his name again? We were just talking about him.
Minsu?
Like,
the loser?
He took it once and was just.
Yeah, I was like, absolute addict. How is he addicted after taking it once?
Yeah, I know.
And is that why he started to visualize Sami?
Actually, it didn't help, to be honest.
Mm. What about the scene between Gi-hun and the front man?
Good, yeah.
Do you think it lasted about 4 seconds?
Mm,
I thought it was going to be a big reveal. Like, there was going to be a big, like, I would have put money on it that it ends with Gi-hun killing the front man. Like, that's what I thought. I was like, this is the only way it can end.
But remember, he's walking out the door and the front man says to him, do you still believe in people?
Yeah.
And he proves him. He says, I do.
I know.
And he says, I have to have. That's why when he threw, I wasn't taken aback when he threw himself out. I knew he was going to do that just by like. The context that had been presented, like, you know what I mean?
I was absolutely shook.
I was like, there was no situation.
No, I was like, when he's falling, something's going to break his fall. Yeah. Like, I just couldn't see. And then when his light went out, I was like,
oh. Yeah, no, it was heartbroken. No, it was, yeah.
But do you think because he proved In-ho wrong, that's why In-ho was so respectful after he died?
I see,
do you remember he took the money that was left, he brought it to the daughter. Like, he really cleaned up Gi-hun's loose ends.
Yeah. I'd say almost certainly.
Yeah.
And then there's the idea of if there is something new one, like an American one.
Yeah.
Because what was it? Cate Blanchett was at the end.
Yeah.
And like she was like slapping some fella across the face.
Yeah.
And like they make eye contact. I was thinking, is she going like, you know, good to see you, or is she going, try fucking stop me?
That's very interesting, because it was a real close-up shot.
Yeah, yeah. And like they obviously know each other, like, so I'm starting to think it was a bit of like, I know you fucking blew up the other one.
Yeah.
Come at me.
I never thought of that.
Do you know? Yeah. I think he might be conflicted, that main fella. I think he is actually like, I don't like any part of this.
Yeah, you said that, you know, when he goes to the daughter's house, you just go, he's a very complex man.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, or very honourable.
Yeah. Very.
Yeah.
And then I thought it was kind of strange how they tied up all the other loose ends too, like with Saebyeok. Do you remember her from season one?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So she came second, and it was that her little brother and mom, her brother was in an orphanage and I think her mom was in a Chinese prison camp, and that was why she was there. She wanted to get them back. So that was when Gi-hun goes to get the brother and gives it to Sang-woo's mother to replace Sang-woo. So they tied that one up. The brother, you know, got a new guardian, kind of. The mother came back from China, and then number 11 found her daughter as well. So all of that stuff was like tied up. But I just thought they tied it up very neatly, considering what a mess the main characters ended with.
Mm.
I just found it a little bit frustrating.
Mm. Yeah, no, it did, yeah. What do you think of the crack of the... Your man, he got out of prison after like 6 months. I don't even know his name.
Oh, that was the one that you said at the start, Mr. Choi.
Mr. Choi?
Yeah, isn't that him?
What was I being ignorant?
That's his name.
Mr. Choi.
Yeah.
The fella who like broke into the house and got attacked by the dog.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, a fella gets attacked by a dog as well.
That was an AI dog as well. They look so stupid. Yeah. There are people online saying that they think the VIPs were AI. Why would they be though?
Is it because of the voice?
Yeah, but also just the way they looked.
I didn't pick that up, no.
What was with the voice?
I don't know.
It was like it was voiced over, but it was in English.
Mm.
I thought I sat on the remote.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, it was weird, yeah.
It was very weird. Yeah.
It was very like, this game is very good.
Yeah. There's some really funny TikToks about that too. And they're like, whoa, never saw that coming, kind of thing.
I know, yeah. And they're just like, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
It's all right, man. Like, someone just fucking threw themselves down a ravine in front of you. Feel something, man.
Yeah.
So, I'm not even saying like I need them to feel guilt, like, but at least
just feel something.
Excitement or something. Yeah. You're obviously a horrible fucker. Like.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I preferred the VIPs from the previous seasons.
Mm.
They were just big, like, fat, kind of wealthy white men.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. As they tend to be.
What did you think about the final episode? It was humans are ... and then Gi-hun says that. He says, we're not horses, we're humans. And then he goes, humans are.
And then he it's just cool. Yeah. Yeah. We just are. Like, we're not anything. We just are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that was cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not good or bad.
Yeah.
We just are. Like.
Yeah. So the director said he wanted the viewer to kind of make their own conclusion from all the actions that Gi-hun had done. He said he couldn't just consolidate the whole thing into one phrase or word.
Yeah, well, I suppose like he isn't all good or all bad. Do you know, at the end of the day he did horrible things as well, like.
But there's a lot of things about Gi-hun that I just didn't like he was such a bad dad.
Yeah,
like how frustrating then that he like killed himself for someone else's child. Now obviously that's just character growth.
Yeah
but how annoying.
Yeah, I know. You know? It is, man.
Frustrating.
Yeah, or how the old woman killed her own son
to save
another mother and her child. It's mad. That was crazy, actually. Yeah. He was a pain to fucking hold that.
The son, yeah. He was a nightmare. And then when she had that big revelation afterwards about how he'd been so useless and she told him that she regretted having him.
Mm.
And then he almost died, and then she said in the end it was me that killed him. That was crazy.
Yeah. I know.
It was a real, like, I don't know.
Do you know what I was thinking when that was going on? When you know, cuts and she's like, after killing herself.
Yeah.
How did nobody wake up when that's going on?
Yeah. I know. I'm sure they didn't wake up, a lot of them, when they were stabbing each other in the neck.
Yeah, it is mad, isn't it?
Yeah, but imagine how tired you'd be, though.
Yeah, to be fair.
Like that stupid song waking you up in the morning. Mm. And then the second they wake up, it's like the next game will start in a few minutes. Like, I wouldn't be able for that.
Yeah, it's like
I would be furious.
The Bush Tucker trials. Like, they're doing that, like, it sounds horrendous. Like, they're doing that like 7 a.m. Like,
I just couldn't stop thinking about, like, the food.
Yeah.
Like, one potato.
I know.
I would be bawling crying.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And, like, there's no time to chill. They're just in their bunks.
Yeah, well, I suppose you're there to work, like.
I know, but, like, you couldn't even throw the headphones in, like.
No.
I would just be so overstimulated and furious and starving the whole time.
Yeah. Or you would, yeah. I'd definitely, like, if I seen 50 people gunned down in front of me while we're meant to be playing, like, basically blind man's buff, I wouldn't find that a very...
They must stink. You were saying that.
Oh, I say they're humming.
If they were to make it, like, a European version.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Tip the can. Red Rover?
Yeah, Land Dispute Simulator.
What's that?
When two sons aren't happy with who's getting the farm.
That's good. Something about drink driving.
Yeah, yeah. That, that's his own form of Squid Game.
Yeah.
Drink driving, yeah. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, you've eliminated a family of four. Anyway.
Family of four, eliminated. Yeah. I just think season two was the peak because the games were so good.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Like the...
better than one.
Yeah, the six-leg triathlon and mingle, which was the roundabout. The set, the games, the music, the acting, the tension. It was amazing.
Mm.
Visually, emotionally, everything.
Yeah.
I just think it peaked. And even like the mingle song going viral, like, and like Thanos, like on the thing, you know, I was just like, it's never going to get any better than that.
And I just like, it's the irony of that they split it into two, because there's, you know, it were better to get 2 months subscription of those people than one. Capitalism wins again.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very.
That is absolutely what happened. Like, they were like, fuck this.
Do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Without it's doubt. Like when they made The Hunger Games and Twilight and Harry Potter into two movies instead of one.
Yeah, yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah, it's fucking the way it is. I think, still think though, like this kind of, I'd rather things come out weekly still.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just don't think you have the same tension when it's weekly. Like, I hate waiting. Like, I want to watch it in one go. Like, we had that nearly watched in 24 hours.
Yeah, we did. But I will say as well, when a series knows they're coming out weekly, they end episodes way more cliffhangery as well.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That doesn't happen. I've noticed as... I might be wrong, though. But
what was the best series that you ever watched weekly?
In general?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it. Hannibal.
Yeah?
Yeah, did you ever watch that?
No. I didn't even know there was a series.
Oh, my God. Why, fuck it. They cancelled it after 3 seasons. And they were just getting onto the fucking books. They were just about... like, he was just about to get fucking... we're never going to watch it. It doesn't matter. Fucking, I was just about to get onto Red Dragon. Do you know, like, Silence of the Lambs and all that?
I've seen Silence of the Lambs.
Unbelievable movie.
But is that the one with Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah. Do you know, he was only on screen for like 10 minutes. One best supporting actor.
Iconic.
Yeah. Absolute legend. But this felt, Hannibal was so fucking good. Yeah, I had to watch that every week. And it was just mental. It was unbelievable. Yeah. And I don't know who that was, but.
Yeah.
Was that the best? Yeah, I think so. That was unbelievable. Watch Hannibal.
Yeah. I remember when the last season of Breaking Bad was coming out, but I had just started watching it. So I was trying to catch up with the finale, but I didn't make it on time. And then I remember, I think I was on like the last season, just nearly catching up. And my sister goes to me, I can't believe Walt dies. Like, can you believe that? And I just went nonverbal for about half an hour. I was like, and she was like, but the episode's out. And I was like, and like, she was like, doesn't he have terminal cancer? Isn't that like the main plot? And I was just like, I just couldn't even look at her.
Yeah, that's like saying, sure, everyone dies eventually.
Yeah, exactly. I know, I was disgusted. But it was so good.
Like, yeah, unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did get to watch it when it came. I remember, they were putting it on Netflix weekly, wasn't it?
I'm not sure. I was like streaming it on one of those old websites from the early 2000s.
For shame.
I know.
For shame.
I know.
Yeah, no, Breaking Bad was unbelievable. What else?
I think that was the best written show of all time.
Probably, yeah.
But to be fair, I haven't seen some of the like top rated shows. Like, I've never seen The Sopranos.
I haven't either.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that could be.
Yeah. Everyone just goes on about it. And to be honest, like, all the people who go on about it are the most septic cunts I've ever met.
I know. So toxic.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Try fucking Tony Soprano,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
That's probably a reason why I won't really get stuck into Peaky Blinders either.
I know. When they have those like Peaky Blinder beard kits and
yeah, I know,
TK
yeah,
Maxx
yeah.
and stuff. And it's yeah. just like, you're. It's not really a...
Don't mistake my quietness for patience. All right, bye. Yeah, yeah. You're working in fucking Lennox's, man. Do you know, there's like this kind yeah. of, don't, you can't have me at my best if you weren't there for my worst. If this is your fucking best, bye.
Yeah. Move in silence.
Yeah, I know. Fucking hell.
Rise and grind.
Yeah.
No days off. Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, this, like, they'll have a picture of fucking Tom Hardy. Yeah. It's like, he didn't fucking say this. Like, do you know what I mean?
Like the white Instagram font.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like, you miss, what is it? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Mm. Michael Scott.
Yeah, yeah. Wayne Gretzky.
Wayne
yeah.
Gretzky.
Yeah. Or this, like, fucking, yeah, it'll be a picture of Cillian Murphy. And it's like, the lion doesn't concern himself with
just
the sheep.
Right to say, yeah. Like, he didn't say that.
No, he wouldn't be caught dead fucking saying shite like that.
I
like,
know,
like a, I actually think, like, if he read a script and it had that in it, he'd be like, I'm not playing this character.
I know,
like,
a 5'7"
yeah.
skinny lad from Ballinlock.
Yeah, yeah. It's just when people get their identity of these kind of things, do you know what I mean? It's like, all right, by fucking hell. It's like, do you ever see, like, the Ryan Gosling memes? He's literally me.
No.
Do you ever see that? No, well, he actually is literally me, but the other people who do it like this, like, I don't know, Ryan Gosling would be pulling these, like, characters where the fucking things you'd be playing weirdos, like, do you know what yeah. I mean, a lot of the time.
Ryan Gosling,
yeah,
he's a very artsy actor,
yeah,
isn't he?
Mm, he is, yeah.
Did you ever see Place Beyond the Pines?
Yeah, unbelievable. That's yeah. where he met his wife, isn't it?
Yeah,
Eva, yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Later. She has the same birthday as me.
Exciting.
Fun
I'll
fact.
Have to make sure to wish her happy birthday next time.
You will.
I have the same birthday as Ian McKellen.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very cool.
It is, yeah. Yeah. Same day.
Where?
Born the same day.
Twins.
Just a couple of years in between, but...
Do you use IMDb?
All the time, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's very handy.
Yeah.
Do you ever go and look at the facts?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The trivia.
Yeah, yeah.
Anytime watching a film, yeah. I do it. Or if I even think, like, I was reading the Titanic once the other day.
Mm.
It's my favourite feature of the
yeah, yeah.
thing. I have a list of all the movies that I've watched, and I have 1,000 now.
Good going.
Yeah, now there are a few shorts in there. I don't know if they count, but I think they do.
What kind of length are we talking?
Like a short, like 10 minutes or 5.
Yeah, fuck it, yeah.
Still a film, like.
Yeah, yeah, it is, yeah. You know, I don't think, you know, the independent directors are going to be too happy if we say it's not. I think that's the end of it. Thanks, just the first episode of Streaming Contra. We're going to be trying out some bits. We're going to be messing with the form a little bit. Yeah, look, so look, guys, we're going to be doing loads of fucking... just watch this space. We'll be moving in silence.
We will.
fuck it. Oh yeah, and go back and watch Takeshi's Castle. Yeah, fuck it. Fuck yeah. I can't wait to do
so
that.
So that's what we'll do. We'll do that and then we'll circle back to that next
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think you'll okay. enjoy it.
Yeah.
I think, well, actually, I don't know. But you may. But you will definitely know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, hang on a second here now. There's something. I can't believe that only dawned. I mean, no, actually. Anyway, yeah. sorry. look, guys, thank you very
Stop
much.
Talking.
We'll see you soon.